taken a checkpoint, trying to leave just the last checkpoint out of the city, after which I would have been fine and on the road home. And the army took me off, took me to one side and questioned me, and then they took me back into Deraa. They drove me back in civilian cars, and they drove really, really quickly because the sun was falling and they were very frightened about being ambushed by the FSA. We went into the military headquarters, the military intelligence headquarters, which is, you know, kind of a falling place in the the edge of town, on the, well, it's the center of town, it's opposite the White Rose Hotel where the UN was staying at the time. Was questioned by military intelligence officers about what I was doing there, and explained in a way that didn't compromise anybody that I'd been traveling with, and we'd worked that out in advance. It was a frightening experience. I was let out, I guess, after about 9 or 10 hours, and it was dark, and they were just going to throw me out in the street, and I was, you know, worried about being shot by a sniper or something. So in the end, the military intelligence people agreed to drive me to the hotel where the UN was staying, and they had something of an argument about that, because none of them actually wanted to go out in the streets after dark in case they were ambushed, which again really underlined, back into 2012, just how things had changed. You know, the regime, which had been so imperious and immune to anything, certainly not challenged for so long, was, you know, these feared security officers were actually frightened themselves to go out in the streets.